Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Like in our prenatal care program is group-based prenatal care. So one of the things that I'm sure everyone now is becoming aware of, just the high infant and maternal mortality rates, especially in the African-American community. And we see a lot of that in South LA, a lot of those high, unnecessarily high rates. And so a few years ago, we said, how can we help be a part of the solution to this? And so one of the evidence-based programs is called Centering Pregnancy. And it's this, you do all your prenatal care in a group with other individuals who are due around the same time as you. So you do, you get your medical check, but you also get community and you get birth classes and nutrition and education, all of that built into this one thing. And so I think, you know, having the volunteer aspect, we realize a lot of these moms don't have support. And so we've had volunteers throw baby showers, and we just did one with four. So four moms were due. They're all due in March. Yeah. And these in the families got together and said, put together a wish list on Amazon. They bought them all the essential needs and things that they wanted. And we threw a shower on the day of their group class, and they were just overwhelmed that these strangers would do something like that for them. But then I wanted to say, you're blessing these strangers because they want to do something. So it's this sweet, I think that's the beauty of volunteering, is you're often the one that's impacted as the volunteer. Yeah. More than the one you're helping, even though in this case, those they were helping were just so overwhelmed, so grateful for what they received.
Now, do you guys accept donations as well, in terms of, like, for example, a stroller or a crib or things like that? We do.
Yeah, we accept gently used items. Yeah. I mean, there's a few things we're not allowed to accept, but for the most part, yeah. So we have a baby store at each location. Call it a store. It's like free. So when people come to classes, or even just if there's a need, they get to go shopping in the store. And that store is filled with donations from either individuals or baby to baby. We work a lot with that organization. They donate tons of things. We have groups do diaper drives for us. And so it's incredible. Everyone gets diapers, wipes if they need formula, baby food, and then all the items, the cribs, the car seats, everything.
I have a almost 4 month old baby, and he's growing so fast to the point where, like, all the things that we spend a lot of money on, it literally is brand new. Like, and he doesn't fit in it anymore. Like the car seat, it's brand new. We probably sat him in there maybe 10 times. You know, COVID, we didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
And so now he's too small for it. And I'm like, who can I give this to? And I don't have too many friends around. I'm quite older, so a lot of my friends, their kids are teenagers. So I'm like, I need to find an organization where I can donate these things. I'm so glad you guys do, because it's more fulfilling when you know where it's going and how it's being. I don't want to give it to somebody who's going to turn around and sell it on Upwork. It's just, I want it to be used and appreciated. So happy to hear that. You'll be hearing from me.
Okay.
Now, in terms of going back to fundraising, obviously, you know, it's instrumental. And you mentioned that you don't get funding from the government. So does that mean you guys don't apply for any grants? You don't dabble into that area at all?
We do. So we write foundation grants. Huh. So we are funded from private foundations. But like government funding, we get a little bit of reimbursement through Medi-Cal. So we'll sign some people up for presumptive eligibility and we get some funding through that. But the bulk of our revenue is just from private donations. So either people who donate monthly, people who attend our events and give, or all individual donations. So it's a pretty remarkable, I mean, I think people are so generous and want to support in ways that they can. It's also challenging, you know, in a lot of ways, because, you know, like COVID hits and you're wondering, hey, how is that going to impact the people who support you? And you know, thankfully we've been okay through the last few years. We were able to continue to serve. I mean, I think one of the really neat things, so for example, the mobile clinic, when COVID hit, we stopped doing medical services at first because we were trying to figure out how do you distance in the mobile, you know, what are all the different things? And people were afraid. So we repurposed the vehicle and we started doing food distributions and hygiene kits into the homeless service providers would ask us, would you go in? And then we started raising money to buy food and diaper. I mean, if you remember when there was no toilet paper, well, there also was no diapers and formulas on the shelves or anything. And WIC was closed. You know, everyone was like, we're not. So we never closed and we were able to find new creative ways to bring care to people, even if it was at that time, a lot of it was like food and supplies. And then we opened up back up as quick as we could to see medical and then our clinic stayed open. So I think it's, you know, I don't know that we could have done that if we had a lot of regulations and things that we couldn't do, but our board was quickly able to say, okay, we can pivot for a little while and we'll get back to what we always do. And so that was such a benefit. And then there were unique funding opportunities where people said, hey, or foundations said, we have some money for anyone that's providing COVID relief. And that happened to be us at that time. So it was really great to do that.
I love the flexibility, but I also love how quickly you guys adapt and figure things out. That's very, very entrepreneurial. Yeah. What did you study in Pepperdine?
Organizational communication.
Wow. Okay. So, no, I mean, what a better way to use it, huh?
Yeah, I know, right? I started off international business. I grew up overseas.
I have a degree in international business. Well, double degree in marketing and international business. I love it. Now, do you think one day you might go international to grow the organization further?
Well, so I personally have always had a huge heart for Africa, Uganda. So I do trips actually to Uganda. I try to go every other year and I started taking Claris teams over. And so we do education. I do training, like fundraising training. We do our sexual health education program in the schools in Uganda and work with some organizations that house pregnant teens in Uganda. So unofficially, we are international. And then our sexual health education program is called Reality Check. They also are in other parts of the country and international. But I don't know if we'll officially, to be determined. We'll
see. Good. I hope you're doing amazing work. And speaking of youth and teenagers and pregnancy, now, would you say that's where you concentrate a lot? I guess my other question should be that the pregnancy that you generally deal with, are they usually teens mostly?
You know, so interestingly, no. I think that is sort of the perception is everyone thinks that it's like really young, like teen pregnancies. We do see some, but the percentage is actually much lower. So I would say the majority of the individuals we serve are more 18 to 20. So West LA, it's like 20 to 30.
Yeah.
And then South LA, a little younger, it could be 16 to like 24. But we see so many people that are much older that you wouldn't maybe expect, but they either are uninsured or, you know, they're in LA and they don't have family here, or they need therapy services. So it's mixed.
That's another question that I was going to ask you, which you actually sort of mentioned, insurance. So as you were telling me about all the amazing classes and the benefits and all the offerings that Claris Health has, I was listening to you and thinking, I have health insurance. I had my baby, you know, with the PPO health insurance, right? And my doctors, at least the medical group that I went to in Beverly Hills, did not offer any of these things to me, all right? No prenatal group, no education on anything, nothing postpartum related, nothing. Nothing. This child is my third child, so I do have somewhat of an experience, but there are things I still forgot between my 15-year-old and my newborn. It's a big gap. So I had to Google a lot of things, which I hate Googling, but yeah. But like, and thinking as a consumer, as a mother, and I guess a new mother, I could have used that support. I could have used all that extra knowledge, the classes and all of that, but it wasn't there. They didn't even give me the option and say, hey, listen, we have this and that, if you, just in case, if you want to educate yourself. I don't know what they're assuming, but they don't. Now, is there an opportunity where you can connect with these private practices and you know, have them maybe support you guys financially and have you at least offer it to their patients?
Yeah. You know, I think that's a fascinating concept. And our medical director is an OBGYN through UCLA. Yeah. And she has mentioned it several times. I mean, I don't think we've expanded in that. I mean, I'll tell you, it's interesting being a doula because I have, you know, doula clients that are very wealthy. I have a lot of celebrity clients and then I have, you know, then I work with, you know, low-income moms at Claris. And I will say it is the universal thing that unites all of us. Like you have a baby, you know, I have two girls and had insurance and family and support, but you bring that baby home and the questions that you have, like, am I going to screw this child up? Are they going to be okay? Are they going to be in therapy forever? Did I mix the formula right? Did I breastfeed? Yeah. Are they latching? Are they, you know, thriving? Is the same that a young person has with no support. And I think it does as moms. I think it unites us to say, look, we all want to know that we're doing a good job. We want to know that our kids are going to be okay. We want to know, it doesn't matter how many things you have, right? Internally. And so to me, I, you know, my dream, we would blow up the whole birth system in the US because I think it's very isolating. And I think COVID has taught us how devastating it is when you separate society from one another and you take away. So, you know, giving birth is just such an example. In most countries, you're surrounded by women. You give birth with a community of women, or a woman comes to your house in Holland all the time. And so, yes, I think we are considering that. I think we need to do that more. And we are getting referrals now from all over the nation. So since COVID happened, and even just the court mandated classes, now they don't have to be in person. And so now we're providing those in New York and in Oklahoma. And I think just realizing, but there's nothing more powerful than that human connection of being in a group. So I hope these private practices start realizing group-based prenatal care. I wish, I'm so jealous of our patients. Like, I wish I had that.
To you and thinking to myself that I wish I was aware of your organization 4 months ago, you know, or before that too, while I was pregnant and dealing with nausea the whole 9 months, I would have loved to complain with other pregnant women.
Yes.
You know, instead of complaining to my team here, who probably got fed up of hearing about my nausea and headache and all of that. But yeah, and it's just, I just wonder if there's something that can be done, because I know that the private practice, the doctors don't have time. They're already busy, swamped with their patients and everything. So for them to develop this additional resource for their patients to seek out is an addition, like almost like another business, which they're not going to do. But if they partner with you guys, then I feel like it could be a benefit for both.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, you know, on air right now, if there's anyone out there, especially in the LA area or not, because we now do virtual counseling as well. Yeah. So if you have a patient that delivers that, you know, is going to need support, send them to us, no matter where they are in the US, we will provide that. And, you know, and it's all, we have virtual counselors and we have, you know, and a lot of it's peer to peer. So the parenting program is peer to peer counseling. We train those who do the court mandated classes, but everything else is, it's peer to peer. So it doesn't feel so clinical. We have therapists for those who need that. But for the peer-to-peer, it's so nice because you feel like you're talking to a girlfriend or a mom and not, you know, when you go to therapy, it's, so what I hear you saying versus just like, just listen to me and talk back to me. Like, you know, and so we are able to provide that in a very,
I think a lot of times, what I love about peer-to-peer is that a lot of times people probably feel more comfortable because they know they're not necessarily being judged by a therapist or, you know, everything's not being written down. But I think a lot of times us hearing about ourselves speaking about an issue, we end up finding the solution. I find myself talking about a problem. And as I'm talking, all of a sudden, I guess hearing myself, I'm like, oh, okay, never mind. And I might pause halfway and they're like, and I'm like, well, I figured out the solution. I just needed to speak out loud. And I just, sometimes you just want somebody to listen and not say anything and not judge you and you know, or write a prescription. But before we have a few more minutes before we end, but I want to make sure that our listeners know how they can connect with you, whether it's through volunteering, sponsoring, donating, whatever it is, corporate sponsoring, whatever it is, where can they get a hold of you and your organization?
Absolutely. So the easiest way is our website is clarishealth.org. Not .com. That's a software company in Nashville. So clarishealth.org. And you can, we have a team page. You can find me there with, you know, my email, or I'm on Instagram. Claris is on Instagram, Claris Health. And then I'm on there, Talitha. So you could send me a message if you want to talk. And yeah, if you're in the LA area, we'd love to give you a tour, or you can come check out our mobile clinic or donate your car seats. I mean, we have all sorts of opportunities. So we'd love to connect in person and learn more about us on the website. You can also go to YouTube. We have a great YouTube channel, and our gala last year was live streamed. So you can Google Claris Health Gala and it'll pop up. So then you get to see faces of individuals who've been helped. Our gala is very much sort of showcasing the lives of those who are impacted, not the organization, but you know, those that we help. So you can check that out too.
Are you going to have another gala this year?
Yes, it'll be in October. It looks like it'll be October 21st. It'll be a Friday night at likely the Skirball Cultural Center. Ooh, so
beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great event. So you can
let us know if we can sponsor. I'm sure we'll have a lot of different brands, wellness brands, and different companies that might want to do giveaways for your goodie bags and wraps, things like that. Just let us know. We're happy to help you guys out in any way we can.
Be amazing. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, before we end, I have a few more minutes and I have so many questions, but I'm just going to choose the main one. Okay. If you were to give somebody advice in terms of running a nonprofit, and I guess, you know, my question is, you guys are very clear on your why and the problem that you're solving. If somebody out there is thinking of a nonprofit and they want to help women, what's one pain that you have seen across most of the women that come to you guys, besides obviously pregnancy and everything, that you think, oh, I wish there was a nonprofit to help them with that problem? As an example, if they need to find a job or need to learn a skill set to be able to go get a job, you know, have you come across anything like that that you think is a need out there to help these women further?
I think I would dig deeper, and I don't know what a nonprofit would look like, but I think that the thing we see the most has more to do with valuing yourself as a woman. Like these lies that we believe that our lives aren't valuable, or we don't deserve good, healthy relationships and good jobs. And you know, I think I hear so many times like, well, I couldn't do that. Like, I don't think I could do that, or I don't deserve to be in another. We see a lot of domestic violence situations and things like that, where you're like, it really at the core is I'm not worthy of this. And so I think, you know, what is that? I mean, I guess you could do any nonprofit, but I think there is this need to remind, especially younger. I mean, my oldest is 14 and I'm watching this shift where she's changing. And it's like, how do we get our kids through high school and college still believing that they, yeah, that they, and not, you know, then there's the other side, right? Like, you're so great. You can be whatever you yeah. want. You're like, ah, you know, but it's like the character, you know, it's character right. building. So it's nonprofits that focus on character.
Yeah.
And how to be strong and to say no in bad situations and, you know, really fight for good decision making, you know, so I think that's a huge thing. And just it affects every part of our life. And if we don't think we're valuable or worth it, then I think we make decisions that sort of keep us down.
Or we just don't decide anything and let everyone yes. else control us and guide us. And, you know, wow, what a good, thank you. That's a good one. I can't believe our time is up. Again, let us know where people can connect with you guys, donate, help, please support this amazing foundation. And hopefully we'll get you back on the show again, maybe before the gala and promote the gala.
That'd be amazing. Yes. So go to clarishealth.org and we'll keep it updated and would love to come back anytime.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maria.
For the amazing work that you do.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.